a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, and tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them what he had said to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' commission to the women in today's gospel is the same one given to all baptized into his body. Go and carry the good news. This commission does raise the question of credentials, especially in our skeptical age. What right have we to preach good news to anyone? The question of qualifications in the context of today's readings forces us to recognize immediately that God's idea of credentials and ours differ considerably. The women who were the first chosen to carry the good news had little or no credibility in their time and place. In their culture, women could not even give testimony in a court of law, so unreliable did their society hold them to be. Yet it was to women that God first entrusted the message of his Son's resurrection. Then there was Peter, whom we see in today's first reading, confidently proclaiming David as a prophet of Christ's resurrection. Not only was Peter a non-educated man in the eyes of the Jewish community from which he came, he actually had denied knowing Christ at the time of the Lord's Passion. Yet, it was to Peter that Jesus entrusted leadership in carrying the good news to his people after his ascension into heaven. And look at Paul, to whom the Holy Spirit entrusted the mission of carrying the good news of the resurrection to the Gentiles. He was a former persecutor of early converts to faith in Christ. Those with no social credibility, a denier, and a persecutor. These were the evangelists in whom God placed his confidence. In light of God's criteria for confidence, where should I look to find a source for my own confidence in preaching the good news about Jesus Christ? Should I not start in the unlikely places? What about a fellow Dominican with whom I live, once a well-known and controversial scholar, who, though now in his 90s and struggling with many health problems, continues to sit at his computer hours a day, writing books and articles, often at the request of those who rely on his wisdom for their work. Then there is another Dominican priest whom I visit in a nursing home. He is only 70, but blind and bedridden with multiple sclerosis. Yet every visit is punctuated with his thanks to God for his vocation and the fulfillment he has experienced in his religious life. In Holy Week, I found added confidence and recognize in my own physical infirmities a call to more closely identify with the sufferings of Christ. The crucified Jesus had so little credibility in human terms that his closest friends denied knowing him or ran away to save their own skins. I now realize that in accepting suffering, I can achieve the highest credibility for my calling to carry the good news. Among the joys of Easter, one is especially powerful for us who are called preachers by our profession. It is that the real credential for a preacher of Jesus Christ is not reputation or academic expertise or persuasive personality. To be a preacher of Jesus Christ, the only credential one needs is to follow his way of the cross.